This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to increase entrance fees at U.S. national parks for visitors from other countries, even as his administration seeks to cut national park spending by more than a third. The additional revenue generated by higher fees from foreign tourists will raise hundreds of millions of dollars, but it's unclear if any of that money will go to improve national parks. The executive order directs the Interior Department, parent agency of the National Park Service, to increase entrance fees paid by park visitors from abroad, but does not say by how much or when the new rates would go into effect. It's also unclear how many of the agency's 433 park units would be affected. Only about 100 sites managed by the Park Service currently charge for admission, and fees vary. Trump's executive order also directs the Park Service to prioritize U.S. residents over foreign visitors in its permitting and reservation systems. The executive order comes as the Trump administration has proposed cutting more than $1 billion from the Park Service budget in fiscal year 2026 alone, a reduction of more than a third of the agency's budget from the prior year. The administration's cuts to the federal workforce have already aggravated a staff shortage in national parks across the country. Permanent staffing at the Park Service since Trump took office in January has dropped 24%, and just 4,500 of the 8,000 seasonal workers his administration pledged for this summer have been hired, according to the National Parks Conservation Association, a watchdog advocacy group. Reduced personnel levels at some national parks, including Yosemite in California, Yellowstone National Park in Montana and Wyoming, and Big Bend in Texas, have forced closures and reduced programming and have impeded emergency response operations. Visitors have continued to flock to national parks in record numbers in recent years, with admissions soaring to a new high of 331 million last year, up 6 million from 2023. Along with reduced funding and inadequate staffing levels, recent proposals to sell public lands also have jeopardized public lands and parks, despite their rising popularity. Education is often an important factor in determining the health of local economies. The quality of local education, as well as the size and reach of schools, can directly influence the number and types of businesses, jobs, and social opportunities in an area. The website AdvisorSmith took a deep dive into education in the U.S., looking at educational attainment levels across different metropolitan areas around the nation, and examined which cities were the most and least educated. One Montana city made the top 10 on the most educated small city list, Bozeman. The most educated large city, Washington, D.C. The most educated mid-sized city is Boulder, Colorado. Bozeman is ranked 7th on the list of most educated small cities in the U.S., with Lawrence, Kansas, number 1 on the list. The majority of the most educated cities in America were small and mid-sized cities with major universities. Bozeman, home of Montana State University, as well as several different industries that require a higher level of education, is the only Montana city to make any of the most educated city lists. The website AdvisorSmith also ranked the cities with the most high school graduates or above, meaning high school graduates plus higher education, and Bozeman is 2nd on that list, just behind Ames, Iowa. Democratic Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer, a graduate of MSU, always said, "All the smart kids go to Montana State University. Congratulations, Bozeman." People on Earth might soon experience some of the shortest days of their lives due to an oddity relating to the Earth's rotation. Over the past few years, the planet has been spinning faster on its axis to the point that timekeeping experts have said that clocks might have to skip a second around 2029. In the shorter term, the quicker rotation means that there are a few days coming up that are expected to be shorter than 24 hours by about a millisecond. On July 11th, July 22nd and August 5th, the days will lose a fraction of a second. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.